Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Another day for Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, and another emergency. Everything okay there in Miami this morning, Dr. Marty?
Yes. Actually, we've got our numbers of cases coming in to hospital down dramatically, and things are a lot better. But that means that businesses that have been closed down want to reopen, and we have to figure out which ones are risky and which ones are not. And for example, we had the people who, and we had no idea how many of these there are in Florida that, you know, do hookah rigs, and that's just so dangerous, you know,
right,
with this particular virus. And So we have to make emergency decisions as to which ones we will reopen, and you know, and under what kinds of scenarios it would be safe to do so.
So you were,
especially now that we're hoping to open schools, and that's a very complex issue because we're having problems with compliance for contact tracing, and when you have problems with compliance for contact tracing, that could just unravel very quickly, especially if you think about an outbreak in a classroom, right, where there's even one person positive, right? Well, mm-hmm. Then you have to worry not only about that one person, but their siblings, right, and mm-hmm. their family members, right? And
sure.
It can quickly get out of hand if they don't do proper contact tracing.
Well, I know they need your advice often. We appreciate the fact that you take time out for us. There's a story that just broke this morning about Eli Lilly saying their antibody-based drug has been shown to reduce the rate of hospitalization for coronavirus patients recently diagnosed with mild to moderate symptoms. How important is this development?
Actually, phenomenal. This is something we've been looking for. This is in phase two clinical trials, so they are doing double-blind studies on this, and it's an antibody called LY3819253, and it's an idea that they're using first in nursing homes where we've had so much of the tragedy, you know, so many cases and so many who have died. And so it's still preliminary. We're waiting to see what else happens. But so many drugs that we develop today or things that you see on the air as a drug are actually synthetic antibodies where we figure out from let me just sort of back up a little bit. The way our bodies make antibodies, it's not like they see this new pathogen and design an antibody for it. No, our body goes, oh my goodness, there's a new pathogen. Throw the kitchen sink at it and see what sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so not everyone is going to make good antibodies, and not everyone's going to have really good antibodies. So we look for individuals who have developed a really good antibody against a particular pathogen, and then because a body has developed it, we then mimic that for these purposes and synthesize it and sell it as a drug because, you know, somebody got lucky. Like, for example, one of the best drugs we use right now for Ebola was from one patient in 1995 who happened to develop a really good shaped antibody.
That's amazing. It really is. Dr. Marty knows her antibodies. No question about that. Is it easier and quicker to figure out if a vaccine works than to determine if it's safe?
Well, that's actually a very first of all, let me just sort of back you up a little bit about immunology and the immune system. The immune system of animals and humans is as complex or probably even more complex than the nervous system and the brain. Brain, as we know, is incredibly complicated. So is the immune system. And when we measure for whether a particular person has developed a solid kind of protection from a pathogen, Standardly, we've looked at their antibodies because that's an indicator that certain cells have recognized important parts of that pathogen and are developing something that gets rid of it. But there are other complex parts of the immune system that also develop special types of receptors, and which is what an antibody is, that we don't always look at. So with this particular virus, we're learning that we have to look deeper beyond just the antibodies to see whether a vaccine is protecting. And so it is challenging there, just like it is challenging about the side effects from a potential candidate vaccine. And that's why normally, without it being so emergent, if you're trying to develop a vaccine and figure out which candidate, which style of making a vaccine is safest and most effective, you want to do phase three clinical trials that take much more than 6 months, take 2 years. So you observe what happens in terms of continuing protection from the pathogen. And so in other words, do you still have antibodies after a year? Do you still have antibodies after 2 years? These sort of fine tuning. And we know already from other vaccine candidate types of studies in other vaccines that sometimes the complications don't show up until, as much as 12 months after the series. So those candidates have to be thrown out, right? Mm-hmm. We have to focus on the ones that are most likely to work well and cause no problems,
so,
right?
Mm-hmm. So it must make you crazy to hear, we may have a vaccine in just a matter of a month or two.
Well, we wouldn't have a vaccine. We'd have an experiment, okay? Normally we want 2 years. In an urgent situation, maybe a year's worth of data. In a super emergency like we have here with this pandemic, okay, I want 6 months worth of data. But what do I mean by that? I mean 6 months worth of data for all the people enrolled in that phase three clinical trial, or at least 90% of those people. Right now, even in our best, most advanced phase three vaccines, at most we have 2/3 of the people that we need for that trial enrolled. And once you're enrolled, then you have to be injected either with the placebo or with the candidate vaccine. And then we have to follow you and do all these different measurements to see what's going on and identify if there's any kind of complications. So that just takes time, and you cannot know what's going to happen in 6 months until 6 months have passed.
Dr. Eileen Marty, and she's a professor at Florida International University, and when there is a vaccine, she's the only one that I'll be allowing to inoculate me. Right, Dr. Marty? You're going to do that, right?
I will fly up to Chicago and give you your dose.
And I'll feel safe if you do it. All right. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Talk to you next week.
Pleasure, Bob. Take care.
All right. You too.